think through the lesson this morning. From 2 Peter, the second chapter, I want to read verse 13. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be the king as supreme. And that didn't end the sentence, it went ahead to name some others, but it simply shows us that we're to be in subjection to those that have authority over us. And then in verse 21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Several years ago, there was a man by the name of Sheldon that wrote a book. The name of the book was In His Steps. And this book gives the history or the story of a congregation of a church. Whether it actually existed or whether he made it up, I don't know. But I do know that it's one of the best books that's been on the market. It's a congregation that had a meeting one time, and they wanted to figure out what they could do and how they could do to make the congregation grow and make it more noticeable in the community where they were. Their final conclusion was that in everything that they started to do, if they had any doubts about what was the right thing to do in this situation, that they would ask the question, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do under these circumstances? If he were faced with this particular problem, what would he do? And then answer that to the best of our ability according to what we can learn what Christ would have done. Now, we don't have examples in the Bible of everything that anybody could do. We do know that this one here says Christ left us an example that we should follow his steps. And I want us to think about that all the way through this lesson today. That we are to follow his steps. He left us an example that we should follow his steps. And in order to do that, we could ask ourselves the same question that these people did, that Dr. Sheldon wrote in his book, In His Steps. What would Jesus do under these circumstances? We're going to notice several different things. Now, we could, there are plenty of things that we could name and we could discuss that would just go on for a long period of time, but we're not going to do that. I'm standing up instead of sitting down this morning so that I'll not go over time. I know I'm not going to stand up too long because I might fall down, so I'll sit down after a little bit. But I want to ask another question, and then I want us to keep it in mind and put it along with that, what would Jesus do under these circumstances? So the question that I'm going to raise is, if every member of this church were a member like me, what kind of church would this church be? Have you ever stopped to think just what this church would be if everybody else were just like I am? If they acted the same way I act? If they came in late the same way that I do? If they missed services the same way I missed services, if they paid no attention during the services the way that I do, what kind of church would this church be? Now, we can compare that to our life. If I'm the kind of a person that's always there on time, I'm always trying to help others to find their place and enjoy the service, I try to greet everybody that's there. If everybody else did that, what kind of church would this church be? Did you ever stop to think that in comparison to your own life, the things that you have done and the things that you are doing, the way that you stand now in the presence of God, or the way that you stand in the presence of your neighbors, these things can have a great impact on our lives, and they can change the course of the entire congregation if we would all think about these things. So let us think about in his steps, since Jesus left us an example, and what would Jesus do under these circumstances, and what would this church be if everybody else were just like me? First, I'd like to call attention to the attendance in the services, that coming to the worship service itself. What would Jesus do in regard to the worship service of the God of heaven? Have you ever read enough in your Bible to give you an idea of what Jesus would do about attendance in the worship services. I know that Jesus said that he that sent me is always with me. The Father hath never left me alone, for I do always the things that please him. Now, if this is a service that pleases the Lord, well, then I'm going to take part in it. I'm going to be there if I can, if I can be there. So what would Jesus do when it comes to attending the services of the Lord? Well, does the Bible say anything about how much we ought to attend? I know there are those that think that the only time they need to attend is when they feel like it or when they want to, and just let it go at that, as long as I attend when I want to and when I feel like it, such as that. But in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verses 24 and 25, now we very often read verse 25, but that's not the beginning of the sentence. It begins back in verse 24 where it says, let us consider to provoke one another to love and good works, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So if we want to consider one another, if we want to consider how we might provoke one another unto love and good works, I know that the word provoke sometimes has a kind of a bad feeling to it, because we say, well, he provokes me. Well, if you provoke you in the right way, that's well and good. But we need to consider how we provoke one another. And that's the reason that verse goes ahead and tells us what it's all about. That we consider how that we might provoke one another to love and good works. Well, how are we going to do that? He answers his own question by saying, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Some people are already making it a habit of being away at a lot of the services. So he says, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. If we want to provoke others to love and good works, then we're going to be there ourselves. We're going to do what we can to encourage others to love and good works. And so we will encourage them by being there. And if every member were just like me, then what kind of church would this church be? Would we all be there encouraging one another? Would we all be absent, discouraging one another? Just which would it be? We answer the question ourselves in our own lives. But we need to think about that in regard to what Jesus, what Peter said here concerning Jesus, that he left us an example that we should follow his steps. That's the steps, the way that the Lord Jesus would act under circumstances like that. What would Jesus do in regard to the laws of the land? Was Jesus one that would keep the laws of the land? Was he one that would tell people not to pay any attention to the laws of the land? Or was he one that would keep it? If we have read our Bibles, we know that Jesus was a law-abiding citizen. That even when it came to paying taxes, and these people hated to pay taxes just as much as you do. One reason that they hated to, because they were paying it to the Roman government, and they were more or less enslaved by the Roman government. And so they didn't like to pay taxes, but Jesus. Now, Jesus was asked the question on one occasion, and they always would ask him questions to try to get him turned against by a certain group that would be round about them. So they asked him the question, should we pay taxes unto Caesar or not? They knew if Jesus said yes, that some of the people there wouldn't like him because they didn't like to pay taxes to Caesar, and others then possibly would like him, but they wanted to catch him in some kind of a trap. So they said, what about that, Master? And so he said, give unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Now certain things belong to Caesar. Now Caesar simply represents the laws, the government under which we live. I know they had one that was a name called Caesar, but it was representative of all of them. Well, God happens to be the author of civil governments, and he tells us to obey the laws that be. The 13th chapter of Romans tells us to obey the higher powers. It's talking about the civil governments and to pay our taxes, even though we don't like to. And Jesus, to show that he was one that would do such things, he told Peter, he said, go down and catch a fish, and the first fish you catch, look in its mouth, and there will be a coin and you go and pay your taxes and mine. Jesus knew just exactly what size coin that was going to be and how much the taxes were and whether this would pay it or not. So he said, you go catch the fish, you go down, you take the coin, and you go pay your and my taxes. So he showed them that he was one that paid taxes, even though it might be something that he didn't particularly like to do. So we're to obey the laws of the land. So why not ask ourselves the question? Now, if every member were just like me concerning the laws of the land, what kind of church would this church be? Am I one that pay no attention to the laws of the land? Am I one that drive like a maniac when I get on the highway, though I know that the law says that we're only to drive certain speeds and then we're supposed to drive with safety? Am I one that just drives and just to attract attention and to show how smart I am and how fast my car will go? Am I that kind of a person? Suppose everybody in the church did that. Then what would we have on the highways? We'd have chaos. And we'd have more wrecks than what we do have. We have enough as it is. So what kind of church would this church be if everybody acted toward the laws of the land like I act? So we need to ask ourselves that question. It could help to regulate our lives here where we are on this earth. So if everybody were like me, would we be following in the steps of Jesus? Would we be paying attention to Him? As He said through Peter here, that Jesus left us an example that we should follow His steps. What about in the business world? In the business world, you know that there are people that will do anything they can to get a little bit more money, whether it's they get it in the right way or not. They'll give you short change, or they'll give you a short measure when they're measuring it out, or they'll catch you in a bind, and then they'll up their prices, and they'll do anything to get more money coming into themselves. If I were like that, and every member were like that, then what kind of church would this church be? What influence would it have over the people round about in the neighborhood? Jesus says, you're the light of the world. Let your light shine so that others may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Now, He didn't say shine your lights. He said, let it shine. Just do good, and others then will tell the story. They'll pass the word on. So when you are in the business world and you're given measure, you're measuring out something for a certain price, be sure that you give them the full amount of what it calls for. If anything, go just a little bit over. Jesus said the way you measured out to others is the way it's going to be measured out to you. That's the way that we're going to stand in the judgment, somewhat. We're going to be judged somewhat the way that we judge others. So let us remember, of course, we're going to be judged by the word of the Lord. But we're told also to judge righteous judgment. So the way that we judge others by the word of the Lord is somewhat the way that we're going to be judged. So let us remember that we are supposed to be imitators of Christ. We're supposed to let our light shine that others may see our good works. I know that Jesus said, He is the light of the world, but I know also He says that I am the light of the world. That is, Jesus Himself is the source of all spiritual life. We are only reflectors of Him. We are supposed to reflect Him to the world. What kind of picture does the world get of the Lord Jesus Christ by the life that you live? And you need to ask yourself the question there. If every member were just like me, then what kind of church would this church be? Am I putting forth the light that others, when they see me, they might say that there is an imitator of Christ? That's the way that the Apostle Paul was looked on by many of the people that knew him, that he was an imitator of Christ. He was one that would reflect Christ to those round about him. And Paul also says, be ye followers of me as I follow Christ. He didn't say follow me in everything that I do, because I persecuted Christians. I did some things that were awful. I was among the chiefest of sinners at one time. But when I learned better, I changed. I didn't continue to persecute the church. When I found out that I was wrong in persecuting the church and that the Lord Jesus Christ was not an imposter, but He is the Christ, He is the Anointed One, well, then I changed. And you do that too if you're going to please Him. You are the light of the world. And if you are as a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. And if every member were just like me, what kind of church would this church be? If we were all that way, if we were all the kind that tried to reflect Christ in everything that we did, every member did that, we would be as a city set on a hill, one that could not be hid. The community round about would see us and would know us as being Christians, as being followers of Christ, not just being that religious group that meets down there on the corner and think they're better than anybody else. So if everybody were like me, what kind of church would this church be? Am I following in the footsteps of Christ? Am I the light of the world? Am I reflecting that real light that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ? Am I reflecting that light by the life that I live? Am I what I ought to be? If I'm not, why not? And if I'm not, why not to make it right today? Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. What about when somebody mistreats us? Now, you know, every once in a while, somebody will mistreat us. They'll do something that's real ugly toward us or that will cause others to think less of us or something of the sort. Now, what am I supposed to do about that? Well, I know what the human inclination is in a case like that. If somebody does something to me and against me, well, then I'm going to get even with him. I'm going to do one or a little bit bigger for him. That's not the way that Jesus said do it. And that's not the way that He did when He was here. When He was mistreated, did He mistreat those round about Him? He did not retaliate. When people talked about Him, did He go talk about them? He did not. When Jesus was being nailed to the cross, His attitude toward them, He says, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." Now, Jesus prayed for those that were mistreating Him. What should we do when we're mistreated? Pray for those that mistreat you, those that despitefully use you, those that would do and say things against you. Pray for them. When they do evil for you, you do good for them. Return good for evil, for in so doing you'll heap coals of fire on their head. Now, that's the way the Bible reads. That's the way that we ought to be. And if all of us did that, if every member were just like me, what kind of church would this church be? It would soon be so that people would be ashamed to do harm for us, do and say things about us that was not right, because they could see with the life that we were living that we prayed for those that mistreated us, that we tried to help those that were in need, whether they had done us wrong or not. We didn't consider what they had done or the way that they had lived, but we considered their need at the present time. That's the way that Jesus did. When people were brought to Him, and I'm sure that some of them had been people that hadn't lived as they ought to have lived, but when they were brought to Him in need of physical help, cure of some disease or something, He never turned them down. He didn't go out and heal every leper in the land, but those that came to Him and asked for help, He always rendered that help. When a blind man was brought to Him, well, He cured him. He opened his eyes. There were other blind people in the land, and He could have cured them just as easy, but He only cured those that came to Him. So we have to show an interest, a disposition to want to be healed, that we want to Jesus to do something for us in order for Him to do it. But He will do it, and He wants to do it. But He wants us all to respond to Him. So if everybody were just like me, concerning those that mistreat me, what kind of church would this church be? Would the world then look upon us as being a shining light and a good example to those in the community, and thus recognize us as being followers of Christ? And when someone comes to us in need, that should be the way that we would do them. We would always be ready to respond to those that are in need. Now, we're not told to help everybody that comes along and ask for our help. Jesus, through the apostles, taught us that if a man won't work, neither should he eat. So if a person refuses to work, well, then we're not told to supply him with the things that he needs for food. But suppose he is somebody that cannot work. Does Jesus demand that people work even though they're not able to work? Certainly not. If they're not able to work, well, then we should supply their needs without them working. If they're able to work, we should supply them with some work to do to earn what they get and then give them what they need. That way, we set an example in two different ways. One is we give them the things that they need, and another is we give them an example to show that they should work for what they receive. That's the teachings of God's Word. What about our neighbors? We've got neighbors round about us, and we also know that the Bible teaches us to love your neighbor as yourself. But you know, when Jesus taught that lesson, the question was asked by some of them. They said, well, who is my neighbor? They wanted to know who it was, and so he gave them an example. And the example that teaches us that when a person is in need, that's the person that is your neighbor. Whether he lives 100 or 50 or 25 miles away, or whether he lives just across the street from you. And to love them as you love yourself is to never mistreat them, but to always do that which would be honorable and right. So if every member were just like me, what kind of church would this church be? If I'm the kind that I have and am committing fornication, I'm doing things that I know that God teaches us we should not do, and I make no effort to curb that or to make it right with God, suppose that every member did that, what kind of church would this church be? If I have fallen by the wayside and want to be restored to the fellowship, but I refuse to confess that I made a mistake, I'm sorry and ask forgiveness for it. If everybody was like that, we soon wouldn't have anybody that was in covenant relationship with God, because all of us make mistakes. So we need to ask ourselves the question, if every member were just like me, what kind of church would this church be? Am I following in the footsteps of Jesus? What would Jesus do under these circumstances? If I'm not a Christian, what would Jesus do? Jesus said, I always do the things that please God. Well, it would please God for us to become a Christian, and now is the accepted time. If we are a child of God, but we have fallen away through disobedience and stand disfellowshipped or stand with a bad relationship between us and God, His steps would be to make those things right. Make them right now. And we're told in the Bible how that is to be done. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. And that's healed of spiritual sickness. That is really what he's talking about, because he says that your sins may be forgiven. If you are here and you're subject to the gospel invitation, will you come to the front and make your wants and wishes known as together we stand and sing?